every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You got a past record, a long history of people that they've tried to do what you've done before, and they've never been successful at it. So you're looking at it and going, well, nobody else has never done it. What makes you think you can do it? Who do you think you are? You ever anybody say that to you? Who do you think you are? Huh? Well, do you really want me to tell you? I got a lot of names in the book. Son of God. Come on. I'm an heir to the throne. I'm blessed. I'm above. I'm the head. Oh, come on, somebody. morning. How many know it sounds kind of stupid for a skinny little kid like Gideon hiding in a wine press at night, threshing wheat so the enemy couldn't see him? A scared little, intimidated, short, Jewish white kid. I mean, get a picture of it. No muscle on his bone. He was the least tribe out of all the tribes, and he was the least family out of all the families in his tribe, and out of his family, he was the least. Yeah. Isn't that what it said? Yes. That means that even his mom, when he walked by, went, there's Gideon. Lord, not Gideon. That's pitiful. Somebody say he was the least. Think about that. God used him. Amen. To deliver a nation. An entire nation was delivered by his hand. Amen. And not only that, to think that this stupid little kid would have 32,000 soldiers that were given to him to go to war, and he pairs them down to 300 and goes to war with 300 and delivers the nation of Israel. Come on, how logical is that? I mean, how much sense does it make for three Hebrew children not to bow down to a golden statue so they wouldn't be thrown in the furnace? How many of you here would really just stand there and go, I'm not bowing down to that idol? Most of us would, Lord, I'm just going to do this so I don't die. Forgive me, Jesus. I don't mean anything by that. Huh? Oh, I hope you're hearing me today. Come on, sometimes God will have you do something that seems impossible and it seems illogical because his plans go beyond your plans, because his ways are beyond your ways, amen? His plans are more than we can comprehend sometimes. Mm. Listen, it doesn't make sense, half the stuff God's got us doing in this ministry. Half the decisions we make never make sense to me. I'm like, God, man, they're going to think I'm crazy. Don't worry about it. But God, it's okay. You've been crazy your whole life. I'm here. Amen. Sometimes the weapons of our warfare have got to be a word from God, a word that pulls down strongholds and casts down high imaginations over our life so that things that seem logical don't matter to us anymore. We can say it doesn't matter if it makes sense because I serve the God who made sense. He invented it. It came from him. Mm. Sometimes we just got to stand on what God told us to do. Amen. I mean, when people say, well, that can't be done, we serve a God that says, oh, yes, it can. Amen. It can be done. Amen. And he delights in getting it done. God delights in getting it done. I love it when God shows up and shows out and all those naysayers, their jaws begin to drop and they begin to look at each other and they scratch their heads and go, what in the world is going on at True Church? How in the world? What? God, help, Jesus. Well, maybe we ought to do what they're doing. Huh? I mean, there was a time when people believed you couldn't get around the world. You couldn't sail around the world. There was a time when you were told that you would never be able to fly. For a man to fly, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. There was a time when we were told we would never make it to the moon. How many know we went to the moon? It wasn't fake. We really did it. But somebody had to have a promise. Somebody had to have a word. Somebody had to dream a dream. Somebody had to believe. Somebody had to say, yes, I believe it can be done. Can I just declare to you today that God has a word over your life, and yes, it can be done. It can be done. It shall be done. All you've got to do is approach your life with a nevertheless attitude. It shall be done. Somebody say nevertheless. I mean, the word nevertheless is like the word but, or it's like the word therefore. It's a conjunction. Amen. That word therefore means that what I'm about to say now is connected to what I just said before. Yeah. That word nevertheless is a word bridge. Somebody say word bridge. Word bridge. It joins two ideas together. And nevertheless is different than the word but. Because when people use the word but, what they're doing is making an excuse and they're changing what they said the first time around. They're saying, I like this car. It's a beautiful car. It's a lovely car. But it's a stick shift. And what they're really saying is, I really don't like the car because it's a stick shift. Yeah. Come on, amen. I mean, when you're talking to somebody and they say, oh, yeah, I love that guy, Ralph. Ralph's such a super nice guy. I really, you know, just think he's just a great guy. But. Yeah. And when you hear the word but, now you're getting ready to hear what they really think about Ralph. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. But the word nevertheless is a word bridge that takes two ideas that can be in opposition to each other. And the first part of it can be factually true, or it can be wrong. It could just be a lie. Amen. that both of these things can be in complete opposition to each other. And it doesn't matter if the one's true in the beginning or if it's fictional in the beginning. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. What matters is what comes on the end of it. What comes after it. Amen? It can be an absolute fact, but the word nevertheless means I'm shifting the weight of what I said on the front end to the weight of what I'm saying on the back end. And what I'm saying on the back end is way more important. Forget about the first part. Come on, amen? In other words, it might be true. The doctor said I had cancer, but nevertheless, my God put a word over my life and said I'm healed. Come on, somebody. Amen. It might be true that you lost your house. Nevertheless, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Come on, are you here? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are times during the school year when, and I just shared it with you, when it doesn't seem like we're ever going to pay our bills. I had to have a nevertheless moment this week. That's why you're hearing this sermon this morning.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete.
We're carrying a song. our hearts, the darkest parts, let there be light.